Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Master Li Hongzhi speaks at 2019 New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. Gratitude toward Master Li from over 50 countries and regions. Celebrating World Falun Dafa Day, Dafa cured my brain tumor. New York, a parade of nearly 10,000 Falun Dafa practitioners amazes Manhattan. Germany, forced organ harvesting in China highlighted in parliament hearing. And Taiwan, practitioners celebrate Master Li Hongzhi's birthday and honor World Falun Dafa Day. Now for the stories.
Master Li Hongzhi speaks at 2019 New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. The 2019 New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was held in Barclays Center in Brooklyn on May 17th. About 10,000 Falun Dafa practitioners participated. Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, gave a lecture and answered questions for approximately 2 hours. Everyone in attendance stood up and applauded warmly when Master Li arrived at the conference venue at around 10:50 a.m. Vases of fresh flowers decorated the stage, along with a large 2019 New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference banner in both English and Chinese. Master Li's poem, Dafa is Great, was written in gold characters on large blue banners on either side of the stage. A large LCD display read Heaven and Earth celebrate the 27th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public, in English and Chinese, and could be seen from all directions. Depictions of divinities and the heavens were on LCD displays around the stadium. This year's conference was an awe-inspiring gathering. 12 practitioners from New York, Boston, Atlanta, the United Kingdom, Germany, Israel, India, Japan, and Hong Kong shared their experiences in promoting the Shenyun Show, working in the media, and raising awareness at tourist destinations. Among them were veteran practitioners who have been cultivating for more than 20 years, as well as young practitioners who are quickly catching up and working on projects. There were simultaneous translations of the speeches in 9 languages.
Gratitude toward Master Li from over 50 countries and regions. May 13th is a special day for Falun Dafa practitioners in more than 100 nations across the globe. 27 years ago, this traditional mind-body cultivation practice was introduced to the public by its founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi. An estimated 100 million people have since enhanced their health, uplifted their heart and mind nature, and improved their quality of life. Greetings were recently received by the Minghui website from Falun Dafa practitioners in over 50 countries and regions. They joyfully celebrate this special occasion of World Falun Dafa Day and wish Master Li a happy birthday. Greetings were received from the United States, Canada, Finland, Spain, Switzerland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Cyprus, France, Ireland, Netherlands, Denmark, Norway, Slovenia, Austria, Germany, United Kingdom, Sweden, Scotland, Italy, Croatia, Bulgaria, Hungary, Ukraine, Crimea, Serbia, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Thailand, Indonesia, United Arab Emirates, Philippines, Israel, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Latvia, Russia, Greece, Romania, Poland, Macau, Singapore, Malaysia, Taiwan, Hong Kong, South Korea, North Korea, Vietnam, Ecuador, Brazil, India, Puerto Rico, and South Africa.
Celebrating World Falun Dafa Day, Dafa cured my brain tumor. I am 37 years old, female, and work in a bank. When I was 26 in 2008, I often had headaches. I thought it might be because of the pressure at work. I did not take it seriously at the time. But my menstruation stopped in 2009. I thought that maybe I had just an endocrine imbalance and didn't pay attention to it. Then my body began to change. I used to have a fairly well-proportioned figure, but my mother noticed that my face had widened, my nose was getting bigger, my skin was rougher, and I was less attractive. My father suspected that I might have a tumor of some sort and insisted that I go to the hospital. After they did an MRI of my head, the doctor said I had a tumor in my pituitary gland that was affecting my growth hormones. If it was not controlled, my bones would grow abnormally first, my organs would start to fail, and my life expectancy would be shortened. The tumor was growing quickly. Although it was benign, I was already dangerously large. The vision in my right eye deteriorated quickly, and my condition continued to worsen. My eyes became slanted. I easily sweat a lot. I stopped menstruating. I had abdominal pain. A lot of hair grew on my legs, and my hands and feet swelled so badly that I had to wear men's shoes. My worst torment were the headaches. I visited many famous hospitals in our area and in Beijing to see doctors in the departments of neurosurgery, neurology, and endocrinology. I even went to Chinese medicine hospitals, all to no avail. I did not know what to do. How could I live the rest of my life like this, and wondered if there was someone who could save me? At that moment, the words, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, suddenly appeared in my mind. I silently repeated them twice. One of my relatives who practiced Falun Gong had told me these words. She also told me that Dafa was good, that it guided people to live by truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and improved people's moral standards. I began to sincerely recite Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, over and over again. I was relieved and fell asleep. I hadn't slept so well for a long time. Those words truly worked. When I woke up the next morning and remembered what had happened the night before, it was amazing and incredible. I saw hope. I learned the five exercises, which were simple and relaxing. I began to practice Falun Dafa and follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in everything I did. As my moral character improved, my body underwent changes and improvements. I have not taken a single pill, nor have I had any injections since I began to practice Dafa in 2014. I started to menstruate again after practicing for 2 months. My eyesight recovered. My eyes are no longer slanted. I don't sweat easily and my whole body feels light. My hands and feet are no longer swollen. The best thing is that my headaches are gone. No more headaches, no more pain. I cannot help laughing as I write about it. I did not spend a penny and fully recovered without any pain by cultivating in Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa and Master Li Hongzhi saved me and my family and gave me a new life. I hope that everyone knows that Falun Dafa is a great law that can save people. Falun Dafa is good.
New York, a parade of nearly 10,000 Falun Dafa practitioners amazes Manhattan. Nearly 10,000 Falun Dafa practitioners from dozens of countries walked through Manhattan on May 16th to celebrate the 27th anniversary of Falun Dafa's first introduction to the public and the 20th World Falun Dafa Day. The parade started at United Nations Plaza at 47th Street and 2nd Avenue, wound through Times Square, and ended near the Chinese Consulate on 12th Avenue, spanning 2 miles. The three main themes of the parade were Falun Dafa is good, stop the persecution of Falun Dafa, and supporting 303 million Chinese people who have quit the Chinese Communist Party. The Tian Guo Marching Band led the parade's first section, Falun Dafa is good. Following the band was a huge replica of the book Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa. The Falun emblem, a dragon dance team, a big flower boat, practitioners demonstrating the Falun Dafa exercises, and banners in multiple languages representing the countries throughout the world where Falun Dafa is practiced. Then came practitioners of different nationalities wearing their traditional dress. In the second section, Stop the Persecution of Falun Dafa, practitioners held photos of Falun Dafa practitioners who have lost their lives as a result of being persecuted in China. The lineup called for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting and to bring Jiang Zemin, the former leader and chief perpetrator of the persecution, to justice. The third section, supporting 303 million Chinese people quitting the CCP, was led by the 2nd Tian Guo Marching Band, followed by the Dragon Dance and Lion Dance teams, a model of the nine commentaries on the Communist Party, and banners with the titles of the nine commentaries, a flower boat, and banners exposing the CCP's crimes. The resounding music of the Tian Guo marching bands, the beautiful traditional clothing of different nationalities, exquisitely decorated flower boats, brightly colored flags and banners, and peaceful Falun Dafa exercise demonstrations attracted office workers throughout the entire route. They expressed their support, praised the beauty of the parade, inquired and asked for detailed information, and expressed interest in learning Falun Dafa. Some Chinese people announced their withdrawals from the CCP and its youth organizations.
Germany, forced organ harvesting in China highlighted in parliament hearing. The German Bundestag's Committee on Human Rights and Humanitarian Aid held a public hearing on the persecution of religious minorities in China on May 8, 2019. More than 20 members of the Bundestag attended the hearing, which included experts from NGOs, representatives of minority groups, and scholars. David Lee, a researcher with China Organ Harvest Research Center, was invited to introduce the center's findings. Mr. Lee relayed, unlike the black market organ trafficking in other countries in the world, the Chinese Communist Party's on-demand forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience is sanctioned by the government, industrialized, and implemented by the military and local government agencies. It is one of the most hideous human rights disasters of the 21st century, he said. During the hearing, Falun Gong practitioners from Germany held activities outside the building to inform people about the persecution in China. The persecution of Falun Gong was initiated by former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin. Both data and examples of the brutalities perpetrated against targeted populations by the Chinese government shocked hearing attendees. According to China Organ Harvest Research Center in China, where an organ donation system is almost non-existent, the organ transplant industry has flourished since 2000. Whistleblowers first alleged that the CCP was harvesting organs from detained Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience in 2006. International human rights activists and experts subsequently launched a series of independent investigations. Mr. Lee said in his testimony that based on minimum bed count requirements stipulated by the former Ministry of Health in China, the 169 hospitals that were approved for organ transplantation by the ministry would have the capacity to conduct 70,000 transplants per year. However, most hospitals were operating with far more than the minimum capacity, and some bed utilization rates exceeded 100%. The China Organ Harvesting Research Center concluded that the actual number of organ transplants performed in China is much higher than the official figure of 10,000 to 15,000 per year. Casting further doubts on the ethics of China's transplant system is that overseas media and investigators have conducted various organ transplant hospitals that quoted wait times of only a few days or weeks for a matching organ instead of years, as in other countries with established donation systems.
Taiwan. Practitioners celebrate Master Li Hongzhi's birthday and honor World Falun Dafa Day. Every year, Falun Dafa practitioners celebrate World Falun Dafa Day on May 13th. This year, over 1,000 practitioners from northern Taiwan gathered at Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall in Taipei to celebrate Master Li's 68th birthday and the 27th anniversary of the practice's introduction to the public. The day-long activities included demonstrating and teaching the five Falun Dafa exercises, as well as traditional cultural performances. Practitioners also provided information about Falun Dafa's health benefits and how it is persecuted by the communist regime in China. Around 20 tourists from China arrived at Memorial Hall at noon. Practitioners dressed as celestial maidens offered them lotus flowers. The ornaments were imprinted with the words, Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Some also took informational materials to read about the ongoing persecution in China. The afternoon's events began with a lively performance by the Tian Guo Marching Band, followed by uplifting performances by a flag team and a waist drum team. Young practitioners from Minghui Kindergarten danced, and several practitioners sang and played musical instruments. Lin Wood said he often sees practitioners doing the exercises near the 101 building, one of Taiwan's popular tourist attractions. He said he was happy to see the celebrations and stopped to learn the Dafa exercises. Mr. Huang had problems with his knees and chronic pain in his back and legs for almost 20 years. He sought medical treatment, but nothing helped. A friend suggested he try Falun Gong. He said, I felt positive energy when I listened to the lectures and immediately knew Falun Gong was great. I read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, every day. He said, within a year, my allergies were gone. My knees, back, and legs were no longer in pain. When Miss Liu Jiling was in college, she had a viral infection of her facial nerves. The right side of her face became paralyzed. She lost her smell, taste, and hearing, and she was nearly blind. I almost collapsed, she recalled. She spent a fortune and looked into all sorts of treatments, but nothing worked. At her mother's suggestion, she began to do the Falun Dafa exercises. In less than a month, her face almost fully recovered, and so did her vision. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.